Visiting today with Mayor Eli Steins. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me again.
We're back, and we made it through a very quick council meeting.
Yep.
But we have a full council now.
We have a full council. We're fully staffed with elected officials. And so that means we're going to get a new picture taken.
We have to have a new picture.
Yes.
Well, we get updated. And I see you've been going through and getting some updates on the website. And I know some of the departments would like to do more. Are we looking at a new website sometime down the road?
Not for the near-term future.
Okay.
We have the website that we have now was a pretty heavy lift to get it a few years back, and so staff wants to kind of stay with it for the time being.
Okay. So, but
we'll do updates and get everybody's contact information and photographs.
And it is a vehicle that a lot of people can actually should use
yes,
to find
absolutely.
Out more about what's going on for the city. So, Lisa Kahoʻokalii.
Yep.
Is our new third ward council member filling your spot until what, November 25?
Yes.
That election.
Yep, the regular election in November 2025. She'll fill out the rest of that term and have an election, whether she stands for that or somebody else or whatever.
She got appointed you gave her a committee appointment right away.
Yep, when I made the committee assignments, I left one available for whoever was going to fill that seat so that they had a committee assignment. And policy and administration, that's a committee that I was on previously, and it's not a heavy workload, so it's a nicer way to get into the flow of things and not jump in too fast.
And learn about what's going on, and we've got budget hearings and stuff like that all coming up, so she'll be a part of that too.
Yep.
Has she been in to visit with you? Or?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
She got onboarded with City Administrator Scare and I yesterday. We kind of let her know some projects were going on and talked to her about how meetings flow and things like that and try to answer any questions that she had. So to make it a little bit easier for that first meeting right out of the gate.
So ready to go. And she did vote.
She did vote, yes.
We did have a couple of other things that came up. You did set your public hearing for your levy rate. The way we were or had done it previously was you would do maximum rate and have that published and then go through the public hearing process on that. Legislature, in their new law, has added a second hearing for you. So
that's right.
We've got, and it has to be done separately.
It cannot be done during a regular city council meeting, so we have to set a separate time or date for that hearing on the levy, and so that will be on April 1st at 5 p.m.
So we'll do that, and then as soon as then the council meeting will come up at 6. Then you get your picture taken.
Yeah.
Everybody dress up.
Yep. It'll be a nice, very formal council meeting and levy rate hearing as well.
Well, if people wonder, again, the levy rate, we already know you guys are looking to keep your rate about the same.
The levy rate is going to be the same for the city. That's correct.
So we'll just go work off that. And again, a lot of that had to do with we didn't really know what all of the aspects were going to be.
There are a lot
of
unknowns with the property tax law changes. We had enough growth to offset the rollback and everything like that, and had a small amount of revenue growth, but not anything major. So we were able to get all of our budgets fulfilled and keep that levy rate the same.
You've been pretty fortunate. You had some growth within the community, again, for taxable value. So
if we did not have that growth, we would be in a different situation, potentially having cuts or things like that. So that moderate growth over time is a good asset for us.
We know we're hearing of other communities that weren't quite as successful
right.
on
That's
that.
That's right.
Well, we did have last night a couple of other things that went on. I got to ask about the you did have at least part of the meeting was going to be held regarding moving forward with a referendum for recreational complex and rec director position, but you
That's
asked
right.
to have those all taken off the
yeah,
agenda.
Yeah, staff asked for those items to be removed. We're going to approve filling the rec director position. The rec director position has been funded for two fiscal years now, but it has not been filled as we were working through the task force process mm-hmm. to see what exactly a proposal would be to come forward and things like that. So we were going to move forward in filling that position last night, as well as a contract with ISG for pre-referendum services and approval to move forward on mm-hmm. a referendum on November. Staff asked for more time on those, so that's tabled until further notice.
Until they say, we got it set up.
Yep, working through some logistics on that.
That's what you have staff for. They get to do that. One thing that you finally did take action accepting, and that is the disinfection project down at the Water Environment Station. And again, listeners, a mandated project that you had to do.
Correct.
And unfortunately, it was supposed to have been done like a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the UV disinfection project accepted final completion on that. There'll be some mediation on the final payment and everything like that. But the project is completed as far as operations go.
So that's good. We can meet the demands or at least the requirements. Demands. The mediation part, folks, that's got to do with the contractor
and payment and everything.
And
like that.
That will be worked out. We'll let them continue to hash that out and see what happens there. We did have a little adjustment in the downtown incentive fund guidelines.
Yeah, so it was brought up immediately after the region for BDIF was set to be just a commercial district in the downtown area a couple of meetings ago. Realized that maybe they needed a little bit more discretion on if there was some property that was just outside the Economic Development Committee would have that discretion to allow a property to be qualified for BDIF funds. And incidentally, we did have one property that was almost adjacent to the commercial district come in and apply for those funds right after those changes were made. And so we realized it pretty much right away that maybe we need to do just a little bit of adjustment to give us some more flexibility. Yeah. And they made those changes without incident.
The discussions on the Economic Development Committee side was like, we really like what you're telling us and what you're looking at, but our hands are kind of tied right now.
Right, so. Right. But they, you know,
work it out.
Yep, absolutely.
Council said, yes, go ahead. You got that flexibility to be able to do that. pardon me, some of the other things, council did approve site plan to go ahead at the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Big Sale Group has a project over on the east end of town.
That's right. 1805 Mamie, 8,400 square feet. So there'll be a new building out there and new parking lot. So pretty excited for some retail out there and visibility on Mamie, development in that part of town.
That'll kind of help clean up and start to fix up that end of, again, right past shortstop.
Yeah, absolutely. So it'll be a nice addition to that neighborhood.
Did want to ask about one of the other things that you did last night, because people might go, what is this? You have now a historic preservation board.
Yes.
So where did this come from?
Well, it was on the code. It was in city code, and it hadn't been filled since anybody knows when. Chamber Director Jennifer Hansen brought it up to me and said that it would be a pretty good thing to have filled for our Main Street application. And so I went ahead and took applications for that board. And there's not a lot of guidelines for them of what they're tasked with or what their authority is. It's more an advisory role. They're supposed to meet 3 times a year. And what those meetings look like is, I guess, up to them. But I think they'll play a nice liaison between the History Center and the Chamber and the city to help give some advice and recommendations on how we can preserve our historic landmarks.
I can see there's a few of them that have been involved with the Historical Society in the past. So.
Absolutely.
And again, that's part of that Main Street. And I'll ask you a little bit about the trip. I don't know if you got to go with the trip over to Nevada or
I will
not.
Be going on Monday to the Story City. Yes.
But the Downtown Boone Committee took a number of the council members. They did go over to Nevada, a Main Street city.
Yes.
And really got a lot of interaction with the people over there.
They did. They learned more about what the Main Street designation has brought to Nevada, how they structure their operations, how they structure their funding, and everything like that. I think it was eye-opening for a lot of the council members on what that would bring to our city. I know the goal of the Main Street Committee was to get all of the elected officials to one single visit, but schedules overlap and things like that wasn't able to be accomplished. But I believe all of the council members and myself, administration, several of the department heads will be able to go to at least one between Nevada, Story City, and Grundy Center.
Okay, so there are a few of them, and each one does, I think part of the things you learn are each one does it a little different, but you all have the same Main Street mission going forward.
You get to put your own mark on it as well. It's not a prescriptive thing.
So really, council's still very supportive of being successful with the Main Street designation,
yes.
Judging by putting $1 million into...
Yes, they're 100% behind this effort, and they really want a strong application to come forward, and we'll try to do everything possible to get that designation.
Well, I think having a historic board, because part of that is historic preservation.
It is.
So
yeah.
That's going to be a good one to be able to work with. One of the other, I know there were several other things that were going on, but we did have a from Wayland.
Yes.
We have a street overlay that's going to be coming up soon, folks, sooner than you might believe.
Yeah, 8th Street, he said at the beginning of May, they'll start with the mill and overlay process for that, and they'll be doing some curbs here coming up pretty quick.
All of a sudden, somebody's going to go, where did this come from? I didn't know this was happening. So, yeah,
that
this is
a... That one's been flying under the radar a little bit, actually. It's been on the top of our to-do list for quite some time. We had several other issues come up that kind of took that off the front burner. But after probably the past couple of months, it's been, you know, going really quickly to fruition.
So ready to go now. Yeah, we have a good bid for it.
And
they're
going
to be here. And hopefully that might tie into the second bid that'll be coming up here in June.
Yes.
We're hoping to be able to get started on the Main Street or on the Story Street.
Story Street, yep. Mill and overlay. In addition to that, all the signs being replaced. Lights, street lights, everything like that as it goes forward. Looking forward to doing that at the beginning of the fiscal year, thereabouts, July 1st. And we'll have some preliminary work to be done with contracts and things like that and getting bids before that.
So forge ahead. Mm-hmm. Keep going. Some of the other things, housing projects all going along pretty good. Villas at Fox Point. I know Kating's still working on Kate's Place.
Mm-hmm.
So
starting to move some dirt pretty soon, I think. Ogden Telephone Company is going to be in Northwest Boone. Starting next week, so we'll get some more people connected with fiber to the home.
So
they'll appreciate that.
You'll see all of a sudden they'll be out there, and you'll see, here we go with the what I call the 811 season. Again, all the locates. You guys have, over the last couple of years, your departments have been very busy with a lot of locates.
Yes.
And that's good, though, but again, it's all part of the connectivity I know you wanted to see in the community.
Yeah, fiber to the home is something that is very desirable as a selling point for people to move here. They'll know that they'll have the ability to stream and do their work and everything like that and enjoy everything that brings to them. Very reliable service.
So we have all of these items going on. Might see, or while we are going to be seeing a change in the scheduling for one of the committee meetings, utility committee. You did a little time on it.
I was on the, I really enjoyed that committee. There's a lot of things that come up that you're able to suss out some pretty difficult issues that people have with their utilities, water, sewer, and that sort of thing. They're going to move their meeting to the third Monday at 5 p.m. prior to a council meeting. So that kind of makes some efficiency as far as being before a council meeting. People don't have to make two trips, especially our engineer doesn't have to make two trips if he needs to be present for things like that. Makes it a little bit easier on staff. The only issue that might come up is if there was a very long meeting running over into the council meeting, which does happen from time to time.
Occasionally they get there.
Yes.
Yeah. The last utility committee meeting they had a number of different things. It took them a little while.
It's a very busy committee. People, would be shocked.
Well, it's a committee that when you turn the faucet, you want it coming out, and when you flush, you want it to go away. So.
Absolutely, and the billing that comes along with that, and helping people understand why their bill is the way it is, and things of that nature.
I know that also is the committee that, again, did bring forward a couple of pretty good-sized capital projects, and we're gearing up for that. Those are going to be bonded by your water department and your sewer department.
Yeah, those are revenue bonds, so they come, they're paid for with the revenues that we pay in for those services, water and sewer.
Right now, our water levels, everything else seems to be pretty good. I know there was a time there were some concern about settling of water, but you're taking steps to keep some of that moving. U.S. Water really come up with a good plan for
it. Agitate the water to make sure that the chemical compounds in the water are the way they're supposed to be for that sort of thing. And with the water that we sell to Xenia Water District as well, it takes a little bit more time to get to them.
got to do that.
Water's a lot more complicated than you
believe. I know. It's just, yeah, people, yeah, you just, you want it when it's there, and other things that have been going on.
Yeah, we had Park Superintendent Cornelis, mm-hmm. he was at the meeting, and he told us that they have some equipment for Milwaukee Park that's going to be installed in a couple of months here. That's ordered. That's a small park over by Cap Irby, if people don't know where that is. So that'll be getting some new equipment.
Yeah, that was one of those back at the beginning of the year, I think, with some of the new Park Commission members. That the presentation was, where do we've got money for, and again, the city does budget money for play equipment, but not enough for all the play equipment.
It gets very expensive, and they had two parks that they really had on the top of their radar, which was Milwaukee Park and Franklin Park. Yeah. And so the Milwaukee Park will have some new play equipment besides a very old slide that was there previously.
We'll get there. We'll make them go in, and they'll clean it all up and get ready, too. So those are some of the other things.
Others? We had a Fairways TIF agreement that we had to sign off on. Since their corporate headquarters is moving to Johnston, there's a state law that says they have to get permission from the city that was previously located their corporate headquarters to receive financial incentives from TIF from the new city. And they're going to remain a very vibrant and good corporate citizen in our city for quite a long time. They're going to put a lot of money out in their warehouse and their downtown location, everything like that. So they're not going anywhere. And it was the right thing to do to allow them to have those TIP funds so that they can build out their new corporate headquarters in Johnston.
So Johnston asked for that, and City of Boone said, go ahead. The upside is, we know they've got other business and other distribution opportunities that they are working with here out of their offices already. So.
Absolutely. Yep.
It's busy. Busy.
And we have three candidates for our finance officer.
Okay. Explain to people what's happening there.
Yeah, absolutely. So Andrea Elmquist currently is our finance officer and city clerk. Her new job duties after this transition will be assistant city administrator and clerk. And the finance officer duties will be to a new hire. And they'll be in the administration portion of the city hall. One of the reasons for this is every year on our audit, we get a mark against us for not having segregation of duties, and having another person in charge of the finance officer side of things, aside from the city clerk, should alleviate that portion and that concern from the auditor that we get every year.
Gives you some separation there.
Absolutely, yep.
I think one of the big things is, too, the volume of the finance, with the economic development things you have going on, just the volume of tracking grants and things like that, that job has expanded exponentially.
With the number of projects that we have going on, the housing projects, the commercial projects, some industrial projects, we want to make sure that the finance officer is able to concentrate and do just that job and be able to make sure everything's tracked properly so that we can get those projects to come to fruition.
So we do have three candidates. What's the time frame look like?
I believe the interviews are going to be on Thursday.
Okay.
By city staff, and a couple of council members are going to step in and help with that as well.
So all part of the P&A part.
This one is not actually on the Policy and Administration Committee. Some of the hires that we had for department heads previously were, I believe we have council member Mormon and Bird sitting in on these interviews.
Okay.
But a lot of those would go through the P&A committee.
And this part, anyway, is going to be moving forward, and we'll get that. And that'll help in a couple other spots. Again, volume of income from water and sewer, and what's going to be going out on those now, too. Keeping track of all of that.
And sometimes there are historical contracts that were made previously that don't get fulfilled, and you have the time to go back and review all of those to maybe update them over time to find better ways of doing things, update them, and things like that. So that's going to be a benefit as well.
That'll be going on again. That's a work in progress on the staffing side, really. Otherwise, staff has remained pretty much at the same levels. Fire department, I think, looking for somebody, but
yes.
So we've got a few spots there.
Yeah, not a lot of churn, but a couple of openings here and there. We had that city laborer position that was filled earlier on in the year.
And I know the chief, as I walked by him last night, he said he'll bring an SOR proposal to you. So
Yes, they're still working on that. I think there are some, you know, there's some legislation floating around at the State House that would influence some of the financing of things like that. And so they kind of want to keep a close eye on that as well. But I believe they were targeting fall for that proposal. So we'll know how all of that susses out by that time.
Got it. Get it. It's all happening, too.
Yep.
Next meeting will be, again, for the council, is going to be the 1st of April. That'll be the separated one where you'll have the
correct
hearing on your tax rate or levy rate.
At the levy rate, yep.
And then follow that up with your council meeting. And
yes.
You got to be getting when, and then do you do your public hearing on your budget then?
After that,
that'll
yes.
come up at later, another point in time.
Yeah, but it's everything's basically set, and we're just going through the formal process that's required by the state.
We'll get there.
Yep.
We do. And other projects and things, we're getting into construction season, people. We don't know what Mother Nature is going to do, but
right.
be watching for everything else that's happening.
Yep, hopefully Mother Nature is kind and we can get some of those projects finalized and people moved into the new homes.
Eli Stein's our guest. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.